This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is news today of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, its first enforcement action, a $210 million fine against Capital One for tricking people into buying financial products they didn't necessarily need. Also, earlier this week, the CFPB started regulating credit rating agencies, including the dozens of consumer credit bureaus out there. Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion are the ones we've all heard of. They keep files on the finances of 200 million-plus Americans, and they issue 3 billion credit reports every single year. You can't really get anywhere in this economy without credit. So on this installment of Money Matters, our regular look at the news of the day and what it means for our bottom lines, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more now on the CFPB, credit, and us.
The all-important credit score is how lenders determine the interest you pay on a loan and whether you get the money at all. A score in the mid to high 700s is brilliant. Below 620 or so, bad news. Jamie April teaches classics at the University of Texas, Austin. She scores around 700.
I'm pretty proud that I've managed to keep it reasonably high.
April just bought a first home with her husband. Dealing with the credit agencies has been confusing.
There have been times when different agencies would have really different scores for us.
April's husband's report used to be tainted by some unfortunate run-ins with creditors.
Thankfully, they've all fallen off now because the whole 7 years thing has cycled through. But even after those things had passed, he had a 250-point difference between one agency and another. And he had to call the very, very low-score agency, I think probably 5 or 6 times.
April says she doesn't have a clue how the companies come up with a credit score. Bill Sermons at the Center for Responsible Lending says no one does. It's proprietary.
It's really just a black box. Studies have shown up to 40% of reports have errors in them.
The credit agency has to let you dispute any information you think is wrong.
But the process is automated and people feel that sometimes the responses they get don't match up with the complaint that they made. The CFPB has signaled they are going to address the dispute resolution process, the fact that it sort of puts all the burden on the consumer to deal with inaccuracies.
Gail Cunningham of the National Foundation for Credit Counseling says consumers also need to get on the ball.
In spite of it being free of charge, 62% of consumers reported that they had not ordered a copy of their credit report in the last 12 months. Shame on them.
Shame on me. I pay the bank $10 a month to pull my credit reports that I could be getting for free. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.